Hi, I'm John Weber. My guest today is pianist John Medeski. As keyboardist for the group Medeski, Martin, and Wood, John brought jazz to rock venues, reaching new audiences with the band's hybrid sound of jazz, funk, hip-hop, and more. Lauded by the Chicago Tribune for the virtuosity of his technique and alacrity of his imagination, his current projects include a suite of solo performances and a solo piano album. John Medeski, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.
Oh, what a pleasure to have you, man. You've formed so many different creative bands over the years since you arrived on the scene in the late 80s. And what's it like to suddenly switch gears and focus on a solo piano project?
You know, it feels good to be free of all those other people.
Good riddance.
No, you know, I mean, one of my favorite things is collaborating and playing with other people. So it's been easy for me to put off doing any solo gigs, you know, for the past 20 years. I mean, I have been, you know, I do solo gigs, but I usually just do a few a year, a jazz festival here, a couple of gigs in Mexico, a couple of gigs in Europe, but I haven't really focused on doing any real touring or extensive touring. You know, I do it at home alone. I play a lot of solo piano, and piano is my first instrument, so I grew up doing that. You know, I played a lot of classical music, played recitals, got into jazz. I've always done it, but, you know, just making it more of a focus.
See, I would love to hear you play something from your new record.
I play a tune I wrote. It's called Luz Marina,
huh.
And it's dedicated to Mama Kia, a really amazing woman. And I met her down in Peru, where she in the Sacred Valley, where she ran an orphanage for kids. She adopted like over 30 children that were, you know, unwanted, without homes, and needed a place. And she adopted them all and started this center. One of the kids' names was Luz Marina, and when I was down there on a trip, Luz Marina had just the child had passed away. And Mama Kia was just, you know, heartbroken, you know, as a mother would be, you know. And when I got back, this tune just kind of came to me.
Oh, that's a really amazing story. I'd love to hear you play Luz Marina.
Thank you.
Wow, that's really a beautiful tune, man.
Thanks.
So what record is that on?
That's from a record I did called A Different Time.
Fantastic. It's really, really pretty.
Thank you.
And where did that come from? My God. Just see, I'm used to hearing you play one kind of thing. This is very gentle.
Well, I didn't do it consciously like that. It just sort of came out that way. You know, I went into record and recorded a lot of different things. And at the end of the session, I sat down. They had this piano there called a Gavotte, which is basically in the style of the pre-grand piano. And it was amazing. It was really hard to play. It was because it took a lot of control and maybe play a certain way. And I ended up doing some tunes that I might not have recorded otherwise because, you know, tunes that I tried on piano, but they just didn't work for me because maybe they were too corny or too inside or something. But on this piano, I could get away with it. I could get away with these simple sonorities in a way that felt really natural and real for me.
Yeah. Do you have to play it harder or lighter? What's
lighter,
your approach?
Lighter with a lot, but with a certain tension and control. Like, yeah, you really got to be in and on every note. And if you can't, like, drop your guard for a second or else you're going to get a blank.
Yeah, that was almost – it was like chamber music, really. It just sounded like I imagine a nice, beautiful hall where this fantastic piece that you dedicated to your friend in Peru.
Yeah, so, you know, so when I do solo concerts, it's different. It's all – you know, it's definitely more varied than the record is, you know.
Yeah, well, you got such a mixed bag. You do so many things well. You do obviously what you just did, that really pretty waltz. And then you got your thing where you're the one-man smoking rhythm section where you're the drums and you're the bass and you're the horn section. And I love that, too. You do that better than anybody.
Well, that's one of the things we love about the piano, right? It can be a whole orchestra.
I would love to hear you play one like that.
Yeah, I'll try another tune of mine. It's something we recorded with Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Way back when, it's a jungle in here. It's a tune called Where's Sly?
Where's Sly Stone? Sly and the Family Stone?
That's it. We didn't know where he was back then. He's resurfaced since then.
The missing Sly Stone has inspired Where's Sly? I'd love to hear you do that.
All right. Thank you.
Now that was smoking, man.
Thanks.
You're doing everything, and it's fantastic. I just love it. It's driving. It's here. The whole band, man. It's out of sight. It's really, really good. Great composition.
Thanks.
So you dug Sly Stone so much, you thought, man, I got to play keyboards like this guy.
I guess so.
Now, what made the organ appeal to you so much when you were coming up?
When I was a kid, I had to play some electric keyboards at a gig where they didn't have a piano, so I played, Rhodes. And I realized now, looking back, I had to put a tube distortion on it, and I had to mess with the sound a little, to get it to be what I wanted. But I didn't really, honestly, back then, I didn't take it seriously. It's just kind of what I had to do, and I had fun with it. I appreciated the power of it. But I think I came across the B3 a little bit when I was a kid, and I liked it, but it just seemed such a intense instrument. But I remember I went to the New England Conservatory of Music, and my first year there, first semester, we were doing a session in one of the halls, and there was this thing under a drape in the back, and we undraped it, and it was a Hammond organ, and we pulled it out, turned it on, and that was kind of when I fell in love with it. I started playing it, and it was like almost like a child beginner. Like I couldn't believe like the low end, and I started actually exploring it as a sonic instrument, as opposed to a blues instrument or a gospel instrument or an R&B instrument. I was really and this really blew my mind. And it dawned on me like, wow, this instrument has, like the piano, is a universe of sound possibilities, and it could be the whole deal, just like a piano. So that was it. I started checking it out more and more, and I ended up playing 7 nights a week in this blues band, and they turned me on to all the old organ music.
But that moment where you undraped the organ, there it was, this large instrument, which you probably thought, I can't carry this thing. It's huge, but it was an orchestra, right?
Yeah, I was hooked.
It was a moment. It was a revelation.
I mean, I remember
for
it so well. It was.
I would like to do piano jazz first. We have a B3 in the studio, and I would love, love to hear you play it.
Let's do something together.
Let's do something. Yeah, what do you think?
Okay.
What's a good one?
Let's do one of these old Jimmy McGriff tunes. Blues. How about that? TNT?
TNT, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
What key?
B flat?
B flat it is.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you.
Man, you even brought the pedals along.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun, man. You sound great, John. Piano and organ is such a great combination, you know, so it's funny. You know, you don't hear it as often in jazz, you know.
Yeah.
Really, it's usually one or the other, so it's nice. It's a treat. Thank you.
John, I can definitely hear in your playing that you are a terrific admirer of some of the pioneers of jazz piano. I can tell. Tell me some of the folks that you admire.
You know, I think the first jazz I heard was Oscar Peterson, you know, that made me turn my head, and then from there I started getting into all kinds of other music. You know, Monk was unquestionably, this was the first time I heard Monk, it just blew my mind. You know, yeah.
What excited you about Thelonious Monk's music in particular?
Every, you know, just the originality of it, the personality, how every tune has a certain rhythmic skeleton that defines the tune, and they're all really, every one of them is really different. You know, it's pretty amazing.
That's true, and they're all based on very simple forms, like a blues or a 32-bar song.
Yep.
And yet, as you say, they do these things that you know in two notes who's playing piano.
Yeah, and you know, and when he plays, every note, every single note he plays counts. You know, it's part of it. It was incredible.
We should play a Monk tune, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you think?
How about Evidence? You know that one?
No, yeah, I know Just Me, Just You.
Yeah,
so I better know Evidence.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Man, you can't go wrong with Monk, can you?
That's for sure.
Well, there's more coming up with pianist John Medeski. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR Music. What is the project that you want to do but never have time to do?
I've been doing a lot of work with this great guitar player, Tisiji Munoz. He's incredible, you know, and he's a great writer. And he was Pharoah Sanders' guitar player in the 70s. And he kind of disappeared up in upstate New York. He writes a lot of, you know, sort of spiritually oriented books. He has his own sort of practice, I guess, and he has people that follow him for that, you know, but he's also an incredible guitar player. So, you know, we did a record together called Beauty as Beauty, and he actually, you know, really helped inspire me to, like, sort of get myself out there doing the solo piano stuff. Wow. In a lot of ways, you know, working with him.
Well, I'd love to hear you play some of the music of Tisiji Munoz, if you would.
Yeah, I'll play a tune. A piece of his is called It's Done.
Wow, that sounds very heavy. What's it about?
I'll show you.
Now you showed me, right? That's right. It's done. I love it.
Yeah, he writes beautiful tunes. Really strong, you know.
I love the fact that when you're in your solo playing, you're not afraid to just dig in. We all started playing rock when we just kind of dug in and just weren't even afraid of what it sounded like. And,
yeah.
You know, many jazz musicians start by playing rock or hip-hop, and somewhere along the way they just kind of leave that behind. But you never fail to take a chance. I mean, you always do something risky. I mean, I've heard you play a little bit of melodica.
Yeah, you know, B3 organ's heavy. Piano's heavier. And yeah. For me, it's a portable instrument.
Describe exactly what a melodica looks like.
Well, it's a little tiny keyboard with a place either on it where you blow into, like a mouthpiece. You also have tubes that go into the hole where the mouthpiece would go, and you can, so you can hold it further away from your body and either set it down and use two hands or hold it and use one hand. I think they were originally toys, you know, and educational instruments. I think, you know, in schools they used to teach music, and they had people play recorder, right? Recorder. Yeah. And I think that they sort of adopted the piano keyboard to the recorder in the form of the melodica so that people could learn the notes of the piano, you know.
I would love to hear you play something on melodica because I know you brought yours along.
Oh, yeah, I always have it with me.
Never know.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do something.
Yeah, well, maybe something. Let's dig back to the Wayback Machine. What do you think?
I Remember You.
I remember that tune.
Okay, let's check it out. Thank you.
Man, what a blast to hear you on melodica.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. It's a great instrument.
It just, the mouthpiece, it teaches you to breathe your phrases. So you can't just do it like a piano where you could play a steady stream of notes. You have to sort of think about the phrases you're going
to
play.
Yeah, it forces you to leave some space.
Yeah, that's very good. You play everything well, man. I want to hear some more B3 as long as that's plugged in.
Let's do We'll Be Together Again.
I love it. Since we are, in fact, together, we should do it. Thank you. Feels good. What a great combination.
Yeah, it's classic. Piano and organ.
Where does it come from?
Well, nobody does it anymore. It's, you know, I mean, I guess in the church, really, is probably the only place you still see it. You know, piano and Hammond. It's a great combo.
Great feeling.
Yeah. It's a full, it's an orchestra and two instruments, you know.
No wonder it feels so good.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe this hour has gone by. We only have time for one more song. Can you believe this?
I know. It's hard to believe.
Jeez.
It's been a real treat, John.
Oh, John, you
sound
you're
amazing.
Really, really something else, man. It's just to really open up my eyes to a lot of stuff. And I would like to play one of your tunes if we could.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Let's do Wiggly's Way.
Who or what is Wiggly and what is Wiggly's Way?
Well, you know, I was on a little vacation on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean. And there was this guy, he drove a van, and he was our van. We hired him a few times to take us around, and what he did for the most part was he would pick up the kids, and he was like the school bus, but he did it for free. Like, he would go pick up kids and drive them to school and then get them from school and bring them home. And he had a little, his name was Wiggly. We called him Mr. Wiggly. And he had this saying on the back of his van that said, "People helping people." And
yeah.
That was his trip. So that was Wiggly's Way.
I love Wiggly's Way.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great story. I love
yep.
it. Well, let's play Wiggly's Way, man.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Great tune, John. I love playing on it, man.
Thanks. You sound great.
Thanks for being on Piano Jazz.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with John Weber and his guest, John Modesky. This program is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio and is recorded at Hirsch Studios in New York City, with post-production in the Elaine T. Freeman Suite at ETV Radio in Columbia, South Carolina. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Andrew Shire, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Grant Jackson, production assistant Laura Hunsberger. The executive producer is Kobe Hennessy. The executive in charge is Linda O'Brien. Special thanks to Anya Grundman, director and executive producer of NPR Music. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.